5 FM W.
WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is
Levi Rain. Hello, and welcome to Mia and the Old Man. Today is episode show 4, I guess. Which is kind of crazy because I feel like I'm here a lot, but I guess I'm thinking about it a lot. But we have a pretty great lineup today. I am feeling oddly energetic, not too tired, and I'm feeling a lot better because I got mono, which sucked, but now I'm feeling better, and I've prepared this show for us today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Mia and the Old Man.
Slowly pull up behind me.
First up, we had Jenna's Interlude by Blue Iverson, and then we just listened to Obsession 2 by Inga Copeland. Blue Iverson is actually yet another sub-band music group by Dean Blunt, who I've also played on the show, and he also goes under the name of Baby Father. So if I'm playing Baby Father or Dean Blunt or Blue Iverson, and I think there's another, that's all Dean Blunt. And Inga Copeland is, I believe, like a Russian artist. Let me check this. Oh, the other one is Hype Williams. And that was Dean Blunt and Inga Copeland together. Doesn't look like she's Russian. I kind of assumed she was. I don't know why. But she's pretty great. Hype Williams is pretty great. And Dean Blunt's pretty great. So, as is Baby Father. So, I hope you enjoyed those. And up next, we have Sailor Song by Gigi Perez. It is popular on TikTok, I know. But still a catchy song, so please enjoy.
Capture the state. Ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange that we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one's head. Things I felt but I never said. You said things that I never said, so I'll say something that I should have said long ago. Like a mannequin or a cardboard stand up and paint me. Paint me the face that you wanted me to be. See, we're down by the existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma, and it was, we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes. Yeah, sure, trace and memorize, but can you go back once? No.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. If I'm the person that you think I am, clueless chump you seem to think I am, so easily led astray. Dog who
Welcome, Willa S. from California. So I hope you enjoy.
What I'm trying to say is,
what?
I'm trying to tell you is not gonna come out like I wanna say it, cause I know you'll only change it.
Say it.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
Just now, we were listening to You Don't Know Me by Ben Folds featuring Regina Spektor. Before that, we had 1-2-3-4 by Feist, and then we had Sailor Song by Gigi Perez before that, which, again, is a TikTok song, but I think I'm justified in liking it. 1-2-3-4 and You Don't Know Me are both songs that my dad put me onto. Regina Spektor definitely is from Russia. I'm not sure about Inga Copeland, but she definitely is. And she collabed with Ben Folds on this song, and I think it's a nice, I don't know if it's a duet technically, but I think they do a nice job going back and forth. So this next song is Sybil's Rivieri by Stereolab. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know that it's a good song.
Thank you.
This just in. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbe happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Radio Medford.
91.5. WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform Radio. This is
Levi Rain.
Thank you.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Whoa. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips and ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety.
Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Levi Rain.
Just now we listened to Soldier Girl by the Polyphonic Spree. Really good song. Another one that my dad put me onto. Just chill beats, kind of. Well, it's not chill beats at all. It's more like woodwind instruments, but it makes me feel like I'm walking through a forest and there are people in the trees, part of some sort of commune. All right.
Thank you. 11:39. I'll never be on time. I know I said a lot of things. I said a lot of things, and I should be happy.
That was just A Lot of Things by Bonnie Doon. And then before that, we had Something You Know by Blood Orange, which was a song recommended to me by my friend Olivia. Up next, what's that? Cake by the Ocean? Get hype, because this is Mia and the Old Man.
Dangerously.
Shout out Willa's mom. This is her favorite song. That was Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
Yeah. She'll make you breakfast, she'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly.
We just listened to She Don't Use Jelly by The Flaming Lips. And before that, we had Australia by The Shins. And Australia, I kept listening to maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago. It's a very addictive song. I really like the way that it starts up. And I think it's produced very well. Highly recommend checking it out again. This one is On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz. I've played a couple Gorillaz songs before, but this one's one of my favorites. I really like this upbeat vibe that it has going on at the beginning. And then it leads into something that you can't describe any way other than thoughtful. So enjoy.
What you want, but you can't get me. Bit of a throwback.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your room.
You, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay, that
on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Just now, we had Closer by The Chainsmokers and Halsey. And before that, again, we had On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz. I think this next one has to be my last song. And this might be it for Mia and the Old Man 4 a.m. slot on Thursdays. Do not worry, Mia and the Old Man will be back next semester. But, yeah, here's this final song. I want to end it out with A Tribe Called Quest. This song is After Hours because I guess it's like before hours. So, food for thought. But I hope you enjoyed Mia and the Old Man.
91.5 WFFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is
Levi Rain. Thanks for hanging out with me. This is Levi Rain from Mia and the Old Man signing off.